Your body line, shake your shoulders, everything in time and see. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You got to shake your shoulders, rock your body in time. Now you're ready. Let's do rock steady, yes. You got to do this new dance if you're ready. You got to do this new dance like Uncle Freddy, now that you know. Shake your head, rock your body line. Shake your shoulders, everything is fine and free. Oh, 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 oh. Your body in time. Ball up like a ball of twine. Now you're ready. Come to rock steady. Yeah. You got to do it just like Uncle Freddy. You got to do this new dance. Now you're ready. If you don't know, shake your head, rock your body line, shake your shoulders, everything is fine and see. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You got to shake your shoulders, rock your body time. Get yourself in line. Get yourself in line.
Yes, during the cooling down process, we're now gonna rock you steady. But this time, not to try and take over.
Hey man, what's up? Jumbo, assalamu alaikum, peace, greetings, welcome to the Caribbean Reggae Soul, excuse me, the Caribbean Radio Soul, yes, the Knowledge Station, that's right, I am your host, Miss Queen Sunny Honey, bringing it to you live from Caribbean Radio Soul, the Knowledge Station. Impress the impressed. We're here seeking solutions and sharing knowledge. Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? My apologies for the timing on the show today, guys. I am on the other side of the world getting in news, hours ahead of the United States. And, you know, Queen Sunny is coming to you on this Freedom Friday for the Caribbean Radio Soul. And we just want to send out much, much love to everyone back home. How are the people doing? How are you doing out there in America? How's my family in South Carolina? How's everyone doing in the Caribbean Islands, Jamaica? Yes, I'm sending out love. How's everyone doing out there in the motherland? There are so many things that are going on right now in 911 disconnected. The other day I said that it would be the name of the show, and 911 is already disconnected on me today, guys. So call into the lines. Yes, the number is 661-467-2407. Caribbean Radio Soul, the Knowledge Station. I want to hear from you guys. Do you know someone who's affected by the outbreak? Do you know someone who's passed away as a result? How is your mental health? How are you doing? Yes. So before we get into the subject, let me share the news. So a sister woke up this morning, and I live in the Middle East. I'm from South Carolina, you know, and I was told that there is no more work, no more school until August or as late as October. Kind of mind-boggling, threw me off a bit, and that's how I actually missed seeing you guys a little bit earlier this morning. There is the option to return to America. And so in the panic and chaos of all this information that's coming, because, you know, when things happen, these things, they're effective immediately. I began to talk with brothers and sisters that are living away from home, living away from America, from Jamaica, from Africa. And, you know, coming up in just a bit, I'm going to be sharing some of that information that I received. So, yeah, jumbo, shouts out and lots of love. Before we go any further, one of the ways that I was raised, your girl Queen Sunny from South Carolina, is to ask permission from the elders to speak, to give gratitude and thank God, Allah, whomever it is, the one, the source. Thank you so much for everyone tuning in today. Thank you so much for just holding on and really showing up. Thank you so much, God, for just giving us life, breath, shelter, food, clothing, and you know what? Wi-Fi right about now, because we are able to connect with one another. So we want to just pay homage and thank you for the ancestors who have seen outbreaks throughout the beginning of time, have been a resilient people, have been the actual poster child for the term survivors. We just call upon all the pantheons of all of our ancestors right now, come forward to us, to show us the way, to remind us of all the values that you place inside us. This is our core, our tribe, our ethic. You know, 911, disconnect. What would you do? I want you to think about that. In a moment of an emergency, when 911 is not available, where is your medicine bag? We're going to talk about what it is that we need to do for survival. I learned really early in life, growing up in the state of South Carolina, how to grow food. I learned how to be a boss. As a child, my very first job was working at the flea market when my mother told me how to barter, how to take things that I had that others could have value and take care of it and have a resale value. As brothers and sisters are out of work nowadays, some innovative ideas on how we can sell dinners and sell our service to one another is as vital as how it is that we're going to feed ourselves. When you think about planting, most people don't even realize that the gestation period of a seed and to be able to bring food to the table is, like, come on, guys, 30 days. 911 is the disconnect comes with the grocery stores. Are you able to connect to your local farmers? 911 disconnect. If the bank does what it did over here, which is, you know, totally shut down all the banks and all the government agencies and all of the public transportation and everything, way before anything happened in America. What is your plan B? How will it impact you as well as your family members? Growing up in South Carolina, I graduated from a historical black college, Claflin University. Shouts out everyone to Claflin. And one of the remarkable things about having a tribe is to reach out to them. And recently, they've been my ways of mental health, just to actually have someone to talk to. We really encourage you guys, when 911 disconnect, you're going to need that tribe of people. This is reminiscent of the times where you would have Cousin Pookie's resume and realize that when they filled out a job application, there were certain things that they didn't know how to properly put there. This is time to make sure that you evaluate and say, I'd rather have four great quarters than 100 pennies of people who can't do anything to help sustain us. When 911 disconnect, who can you call who is the healer in your family? Oftentimes, we have become consumers, not just as a community, as a nation, as a people. When originally, we were the producers of everything, the inventors of everything. People, what will you do when the 911 disconnects, when you go to get gas and gas is no longer available because of shortages? Or perhaps that cashier decides that she values her family and doesn't want to go to work anymore, so you don't have access. And that man who drives that 18-wheeler, when he decides that he wants to get off the road, so therefore your stores can no longer provide you with groceries. What is your plan B? 911, disconnect. We're not coming to help. No one's coming to save you. This is a beautiful time, even to be struck with the news given today. They tell me, hey, you know, you won't be in the classroom maybe August or maybe October. I'm like, hey, my people have been waiting on a vacation package that we never got in 400 or 500 years. So I welcome it. The good news is sometimes people have job security that's going to hold them. In this country, we don't have to worry about paying things like rent, utilities. If you ask the common person who lives in a Middle East in my region, you know, like, what a bill. What is this? What a bill, you know. These are true blessings. So my plan has been a blessed one. And I'm still thinking about all of you who are not in the situation. I'm still thinking about all of my family members who may not be able to afford to have Whole Foods deliver groceries. You know, as soon as I heard the news today, I froze my own bank account mentally. I comprehended that scarcity meant something, that my everyday routine to go and, you know, get fast food, even have it delivered, disconnected, no more. I was instantly reminded of a book I read many years ago by Elijah Muhammad, How to Eat to Live, and I was like, oh my goodness, let me get that huge sack of navy beans and big old bag of rice up the crock pot and ride it out. You know, 911 has been a source that we seek for emergencies. That's the reason why we titled the show tonight, 911. So instead of dialing 911, I want you guys to come on the live. Yes. Call me up. The number is 661-467-2407. This is Queen Sunday Honey with the Caribbean Radio Soul, the Knowledge Station. Yes. So let's go into social media. What's hot and popping? There have been so many amazing challenges. Let's get on a positive note. Meg Thee Stallion has this song coming out. I find myself getting through this phase with music and dancing and enjoying watching all of the people in our community who take lemons and make lemonade. To see people get active and do these dance challenges in the midst of Corona. So when you take the social media today, look at it, and I want to take it a little bit further down the rabbit hole. Those people who are actually posting the videos, when you look at them, think about their lives. Think about what they're eating. They're eating some of the best food. They're living their best life. They have resources. These people are not some of the bottom of the barrel, don't have have-nots, because the rest of the have-nots don't have time to be making the challenge. And I challenge us to dance through this because we got this. Yes, I challenge us to find a medium ground in the midst of everything that's going on If you're going to be in quarantine, set up your ritual. What is your everyday pattern? Make sure you dance every day. Twerk Tuesdays, Wonderful Wednesdays, Waltzing Wednesdays, however you want to do it, nothing to it to do it. So if you need some inspiration, go online and look at some of these amazing videos. I'm seeing them on Instagram. And while you're going on Instagram and on all these different tools, make sure you like us at Caribbean Radio Soul. Yes, we are the CaribbeanRadioShow.com. That's right. Just go on to www.CaribbeanRadioShow.com. Show us some love. I'm here every Freedom Friday. And, of course, we're going to have amazing guests that are going to be coming to the show each and every week to keep you guys abreast. There's some financial gurus that are going to come to the platform and help us prepare for this stimulus money that's coming up for some. Oftentimes, chaos creates the opportunity for us to buy the block back. So if you guys stay tuned, we are going to have some people to come in and to give us some information. Whatever you do with it, I hope that you make this 2020 and reverse this energy, because it's up to us what we're going to do. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Yes. So I was talking to a friend. This is not a thing that I really am very proud of. I called a friend back home concerned with what's going on, you know, just checking in. And this fellow was like, hey, he thought it was the Corona beer. And y'all, this was like really 3-4 days ago. He had no clue. And it's not his fault because, you know, I'm from the South. We live in some very small country towns. Oftentimes people are not watching the news. I know people sometimes don't even watch world news. And it just really took me to a place where, oh my gosh, I need a platform. I need to talk to people who are actually listening, concerned, and caring about what's going on. Because basically, 911 disconnected with this brother a whole long time ago. And so my heart goes out to everyone. In order for us to get through things, we're going to have to be honest. When you get on a plane, one of the first things that a flight attendant tells you is to make sure that in an event of emergency, you must protect yourself before you can assist others. As a race, I love my people. I see us all the time giving our very last. But I have woken up. I'm woke, not in the sense that you might think that's popular, but I woke up this morning and realized I live in a country with the highest currency. And if they are taking measures, and I mean, let me explain. The children I teach do not grow up to work a job. I don't stand in front of kids and teach those children. All of these children are growing up into a different system in the world because of the wealth. One day, one of the children said, hey, miss, I want to be a trillionaire. Because why? He was born into a billionaire family. Most of the families in the region have their own personal farms. I mean, if they're eating cow, this cow has been in their family for 10,000 years because it just birthed the next cow that birthed the next cow, and they have hundreds of cows. Many farms around the world, many homes around the world, and are fully equipped for the times that we're in now. This is the reason that I feel confident in coming to you on these Freedom Fridays and sharing the information, because I'm getting it from the source. When we look at an economy like the Middle East that has the highest currency on earth, let me break it down to you for some simple math. The U.S. dollar is worth about 38 cents here. Their dollar is worth $3.40 in America. This is not to brag, but to say that any of the information that's impacting my life, because I'm getting it from the source of people who are protecting their kids and close. I have not seen a classroom, my children, and the students since February 20th. They have been proactively on protecting their children and their legacy. Why? Because 911 disconnected. My heart goes out to everyone because we've had this discussion over and over back home about how the value system of our children and our teachers in America had not been what we really wanted all this time, and now that the present day has happened, it's not just transitioning into a virtual classroom. 911 is disconnected on that. When my students woke up this morning and realized, okay, hey, what does my life look like? Do I repeat the same grade next year? 911 has truly disconnected. I'm going to just take it with everything and look at it as an opportunity to just spend the next 5-6 months self-invested, reading every book in my library and really just getting through, being healthy, staying with family members in constant communication. Guys, it is not hard for us to get through this. But all jokes aside, we have to be serious. 911 disconnected. No one is coming to save us. Throughout social media pages, I've left messages showing parents, hey, these are some wonderful resources that are available if your child's learning at home. There's so many platforms. Brothers and sisters, if you want to get the information, learn how to access Google Classroom or Kahoot websites, any of these things that will help your children, on March the 22nd, which is my mom's birthday, I'm going to honor her by giving a Zoom session. Simply go to my Facebook page, Sunita Shannon, that's S-U-N-E-E-T-A, Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, or my website, www.sunitashannon.com. And on the 22nd, for free, 99 free, we will freely come together and give every parent the opportunity to just get a hold of how easy it is. If you look at my page, I have some amazing examples of work from my students. And this process with the millennials will be a lot easier than you think. So, guys, this is Queen Sunny, honey. Yes, ma'am. Your girl from the Caribbean Radio Soul Show, the Knowledge Station. So make sure you please call into that line. We'd love to hear feedback from you guys. Once again, you know that number is 661-467-2407. As we keep the healing energy going around the world, let's see, over in America, I have so many family members that I just want to, like, oh, I want us to get together. I want a hug right now. And then it reminded me to share with you guys, hey, we can do family reunions via virtual world. Think about it. You have a phone, you use Apple, FaceTime, add as many family members. If you got 5 people on the line and those people got 5 family members in the room, hey, you got a lot of people. And just, you know, I challenge us to do virtual family reunions. This is a solution for being disconnected when 911 is not available. Yes, through job security. Here's another simple solution that I have. Food bank. Take the social media group. Right now, if you have lost a job, one thing that I want to do for my birthday, which is next month, I woke up this morning and said, I want to give $420 away for 420, because 420 is my birthday. Details will be coming soon. I encourage and challenge everyone to be cognizant as we're dealing with scarcity. Be sensitive to others around you who are going through. Before things get out of hand, that dumb boy that ain't got nothing start robbing your tail, let us start to give back effectively. Think about someone who has a need. If you're not able to get to church around this time of time, your tithing can be very useful amongst our community, amongst our family. I'm not asking you to send me anything. I'm asking you to pay it forward to someone, to be very aware. Because we do have some people in the family who have made it. They've made it with information. It's not just about the $420 by 420 giveaway for me. It's about making sure that some mother gets some food on the table. Some person who has just lost two jobs has no tax money left over because they paid over old debt. Is wondering about these food stamps that's coming up and not really sure about the stimulus package. It's that brother or sister who needs that help immediately. So yes, I challenge everyone to Sankofa. Yes, Sankofa. Sankofa is one of those West African terms that I learned. It means to turn and look back. While we're on this journey, you don't have to get out the house. People have things like Western Union Online, PayPal, Cash App. You know, bless somebody without being the person who's going to take and say, hey, world, look at me. This is what I did. Do it for the joy of it. This year to celebrate my birthday and my life is just going to be a blessing just to go throughout the files, see someone who's come on and liked the show, look for someone who's actually out here needing it. Another thing in my tool belt, Queen Sunny Honey, is the LLC. Anyone who gets an opportunity to have tax money, a stimulus package, is currently working for the man, always wanted a business, wanted to be a boss, trying to make boss moves. Now is the time. It is simple. I'll tell you how to do it for free. Open up a tab, go to Google, type in LLC for your state. In the state of South Carolina, it costs $125. No, you don't need the business plan right now. Simply take the name of the business out of the journal that's been written down for years. Type that in. Simply fill out the little pieces of information that they're not asking you the details, because that part of the process is just a government exchange of money, a name, an address, and some money, honey. That's all they want. And in 5 minutes, in your email, you'll receive confirmation from your personal State Department saying, hey, we took your $125, it's official, that's it. Open up another tab, type in E as in egg, I as in individual, N as in number. Type in EIN number. This is free. Simply register for an employee identification number. Once again, you will get an email response from the IRS saying, you're official, boo. By sundown, you have your business. No worries if you don't know what the mission and all the other things. Now you can take the social media, not dealing with things that are just entertainment, but being driven. Go into the search screen. Look for groups and join them. Take these 24 hours in a day that you've got the same way I do, and it doesn't matter what part of the world I live in. Take your 24 hours and do the most. Be self-invested and bring fruition. This show is available. We will always have people come on the line. Next time you talk to me, I'm going to get a sister, one of these sisters out here who's done the process with me, to call in and give some feedback on what it was like to just go through the process over the phone and be like, girl, it cost me nothing to share. Why? Because, see, I come from a culture in South Carolina is teaching. So every now and then I can switch it up. But gal, when I heard that this man out here was going to try to take all this information and make it seem like it'd be harder, when I figure out it's something simple, you done fix me now, and I go and fix my people. I go and fix my people now. Yes, with the information as freely as it's been given to me, as bamboozled that I was to think that one would need to have an entire plan written out before starting the business. No. By the time you do have it, you will be grandfathered in under the banking system, because they would have already seen that, hey, in March of 2020, this business was established. It doesn't matter that 6 months down the line, you're just with product. after studying for 6 months, or instantly in 2 weeks, you're already up and selling. There's so many options of drop shipping. Drop shipping is an option when 911 disconnects and you have no job. Simply start drop shipping. You don't have to have the inventory. This is the outlet for you to have a whole business inside your phone or laptop. Let's pretend that I sell gummy bears, and these are wine infused, whatever it is, it's something exclusive. Well, as the owner of the business, you would some contract, and every time a customer goes to you, I'm simply in agreement that I ship the product. It looks as if it comes from your business, so you never have to worry about the overhead or the inventory. Once you have that business license, you can do that because you're a boss. You are made for this. People, the time is now. This show is not all about the negative things that are going on, but it's really about the solutions, because that's what we do here at the Knowledge Station. We're simply seeking solutions on how to survive. We've gone through so much independently. We have gone through so much collectively, but we cannot do this without each other. This is like grandmother having that quilt on the bed, and you just see it as a quilt, and you know it was in the family, and it's, you saw no value. But if you just take the time out right now to look back at grandmother's quilt, you will notice that there's a piece of granddaddy's overall that represents the man who was the boss, who was the provider that brought food, and no one ever went hungry. If you look at the patch quilt that you come from and you see that dress, that piece of that dress was from your mama when she was a baby, that was passed on from sibling to sibling. That just shows how we pass on information from one person to the next, from one generation to the next. And for times like this, when 911 disconnects, when we take time home while we're in this quarantine and we look at the legacy that's been left to us by the ancestors, this patch quilt is sufficient. It tells the solution for us. It is the legacy that holds us together, that's through time. And the wonderful news is, it's priceless. The downside is, when you don't know the value of what you have as a people or as a family member, as an individual, someone else comes in. And in the example of the quilt, it might be ugly to a family member, but it sure costs thousands of dollars to the mothers that hang them up, turn them into priceless pieces. Honoring the ancestors, looking at grandpapa's overalls and knowing that overall, this is a deeper story. Knowing that the stitching was as timeless as the woman's thought as she mended each piece and placed them there with the intention of being the gift for you and me. With the intention of covering us in this quilt, this blanket, protecting us, being our covering when 911 disconnects. What will you do when you can't get through? You turn to the ancestors. When you lost the job last time, or you were out of work before, what did you do to get through? When you had very little and you read in the Bible that it said, I learned to be abased and I learned to be abound, I'm here to tell you, cuz, that means that you can really show appreciation when you have an abundance. But your blessed gang better be on the same energy when you have very little. With the immediate closings of businesses all around us, I'm just getting my people to stay connected right here on the Caribbean Radio Soul Show, where the Knowledge Station will be providing 24/7. People are always coming on here, whether they're sharing music, they're sharing views. But honey, my duty for you, for my people, as Queen Sunny Honey, is just to soothe the masses, bring you healing tones, make you moan to your bones, but really bring the love, share the information. If you're out there and just joining us, call on in. The number is 661-467-2407. And tonight, we're going to continue to go down the rabbit hole of when 911 is disconnected. Yes. When we look at the news today, we're seeing things that's going on with 45. Guys, I just want to let you know, I officially started a social fast. Because of the things that are going on, I'm aware that sometimes it's a little too much, and I'm determined not to be nobody's April Fool. So, yes, I'm going to take a step back from some of the things in light of my own mental health, and I encourage you guys to do the same as well. When we talk about mental health, let's break this. February 20th, I'm in my home. I think today is day 31 of being inside with no job to go out to. In the place where I'm living, they're using drones. And it's almost out of this world. So you look outside, you go downstairs. If there's a gathering of like more than 12 people, the drone is super sensory. It shows up. And you hear the voice of the Fed or, you know, the police saying, take your behind back home or face a financial penalty. Instead of that putting people in a state of panic, it actually gives me a blessed assurance because I know that in order to be self-contained, these are measures that's going to protect us. So it protected my mental health of knowing that our numbers, this is why our numbers are going down on this side of the world. There's a decrease. But for the brothers and sisters back home who have said it's a joke, it's not real, here's some real number. My data was waking up. There are 3 people for the first time in this country that come in from Iran. Yeah, one of those eyes. And in 2 days, that number turned into 43. That changed my life in that moment. 3 to 43. And I'm happy to say that our numbers are dwindling down. You know, places like India, they've seen decreases in their numbers. Other regions in the world that had tens of thousands of people who actually had the disease, excuse me, the virus, you know, those numbers are starting to decrease. For my mental health, when I heard that they were closing all flights in and out of the country, I didn't panic and get upset to be away from home because I knew I had to touch so many things to make a 22-hour flight to go back to America. I just started to feel like Kizzy from the movie Roots, you know, stay put. For my own mental health since February 20th, you know, I've been able to go out. I see people buying toilet paper in America. They're not doing that here, so I haven't really fully understood what's going on with the toilet paper. I'm blessed to live in a community where, you know, when I open my door one day, there's a bottle of Clorox and some, like, Pine Sol sanitizer. They call it Dettol over here. And a gift bag. And every individual had it. And I felt so blessed, but at the same time thought about the scarcity in the markets back home and how a lot of people have been hoarding goods so that those who really need it or the elderly or those with children could not access it, and my heart went out to them. Yesterday, I stepped out and walked to the store. There was a grocery store I could see out of my window. When I walked inside the automatic door, there was the hand sanitizer, gloves, and someone was standing there spraying constantly all of the everything that you could touch, the buggies, the basket. And, you know, I walked around hoping that this was a standard that all of you back home are living with. You know, to walk back in the house, it's just been a routine pattern. I know if I go back out, I know the first thing to do is to not just wash my hands, but take the clothes as soon as you come inside. Just take the clothes and immediately go into the shower. You know, to have been practicing this routine ritual since February 20th, it really strikes me different now. So I share this with you because 911 is disconnected and no one is coming to save you. My first thought was like, oh man, we got to close the schools in America because we got to save the babies. And no one really cared like I cared. It's not just being a parent or a teacher. I'm just like, don't all babies put their hands in their mouths? As an educator, we're always taught that if you want a child not to do a certain behavior, you have to be careful how you word it. Example, if you want the child not to touch the stove to burn themselves, you don't yell, do not touch. So by saying don't touch your face, every human being on the planet who is privy to the news has been constantly touching their face more than they typically would or just noticeably so. These are things that are part of the mental health that we need to take care of. Now, because I've been doing this ritual for over 30 days, even as the information comes in, there are simple things in my medicine cabinet that I know you guys have home because grandma shared the information. Black seed oil, no matter where I go in the world, every country says it cures everything but death. There, that castor oil, that black seed oil, having those teas and drinking lots and lots of water. One of the things they eat in the Middle East is the date, and they consume quite a bit of coffee. I'm a bush tea chick. I like warm drinks. It doesn't matter. But something I learned by living in the Middle East, how they combat having pollen allergy symptoms, is the consumption of one date per day. It acts like activated charcoal, in the sense that every particle of foreign particle that's coming through your nostril and down your lungs, it sticks to the date and it passes through. And coffee, you know, that's why they eat the dates and drink the coffee. And I wonder, I'm like, man, you live in a desert. How are these people not having, you know, dust allergies? So that's a simple solution. Keep in mind, every time you come to Freedom Friday with Queen Sunny Honey, I'm going to give you advice on things that you don't have to walk out the door and have, because grandmama taught me how to eat to live. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Grandmama taught me the value system of knowing that everything you need, you already have. Even antiseptics. People are able to use vinegar. Cleanse your palate, cleanse your mouth out every day. You brush your teeth, cleanse it with the antiseptic. You don't have to run out just to get the Listerine and infect your whole family to get a product when you have simple solutions. When you look at the back of the products, you see the ingredient list. There are synonyms for some of the things that you basically have at home. So I want everyone, I challenge you to get together a first aid bag that would be a little bit differently put together, you know, one for the kitchen as well as one that has the mask in it and all the bandages and everything that you will need, because 911 is disconnected. And honestly, be honest with yourself. When you saw on the news that the ICU units in other parts of the world were so overflowed that they used hallways, when you saw on the news that in Asian countries they created brand new hospitals, plural, after the initial outbreak within 48 hours. When you acknowledge that a system of people who want to go to a store to pick up things but
Nobody wants to work the factory to produce the food to put on the 18-wheeler that ships to the store. That's 911 being disconnected. What will you do when you have to come up with a plan B? Think about CVS, Walgreens, the medical plan of the elders and the family. 911 disconnect. When is the last time grandmama had her medicine? How much medication is on hand? Is it enough to get through a stent? I was crying to a relative the other day because it occurred to me that some of us are in positions that others aren't. My family member works at, I have family that work at prisons. All of many different family members, and I think about it and think there are critical things that as consumers or just humans, there are critical jobs that these people still have to get out there and go to work. And my concern was with her going to work and her safety, her mental health. 911 is truly disconnected because everything that I was saying and staying connected with this family, asking questions like, Chick, when you going into quarantine? And when to hear that, oh, my job doesn't, It reminds me of when I was working as a military contractor and I was in training. One of the essential, when you're an essential critical employee, you're the last to leave. So when I was working in that field, it meant that every American soldier would get home and I would go home afterwards because my job was to ensure that they got home from a foreign country. Essential employees and jobs out there, let's lift them up. Pray for them. And these times that are so uncertain, let's be kind to one another. Be more sensitive. And when 911 disconnects, have a plan. I mean, get your life together. Let us be proactive and not reactive. I'm reminded of growing up, and my Uncle Wallace would drive his pickup truck down the road filled with all these greens. I'm reminded of my brother Gerald. Before I was born, as a child, he brought home abundance of food from different stores that he would work and share and feed the community and feed my siblings. These times are upon us. There is no shame in the game. If you know about some schools that are offering free lunches, let Trina know. Let the women in the neighborhood know about the resources. We're coming down to the close of 10 minutes. That's top of the hour. Yes, and if you have anything that you want to share with us before we close down, you feel free to call in 661-467-2407. This is Queen Sunny Honey with Caribbean Radio Soul. Before we close out, I just want to thank you so much for taking an awareness to family. Get your family together, do your virtual family reunions. Thank you for coming together tonight for a community. Like and share this. Share, share, share. Share like you care for others to be aware. I just want to thank you for being a survivor. We're coming from a people that we have survived so much, and we will get through this. I want to remind you about the food shortage in your home and all the memes you're putting out there saying, hey, I ate my food in 24 hours. In the words of Cardi B, it's about to get real. Yes, people, all jokes aside, this is an emergency call to you. 911 disconnected today. I'm all the way on the other side of the world, and I am feeling the impact. And anything that I feel, that you feel, that I feel, I'm feeling what you feel, and I want you to know when my people suffer, I feel it. And we're going to use this channel as an opportunity to come back every Freedom Friday and share your thoughts and share the wealth of knowledge. Let's be a sustainable people. When I was a little girl, they asked everyone in the class, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some wanted to be nurses, teachers. I wanted to be sustainable. And it was funny then, but it's not funny now. Sustainable in my relationships, to not be codependent upon anyone outside of self. Sustainable in a way that when my parents transitioned from this planet, I understood that silver and gold, I had none. But to have an entire life, an entire earth, to enjoy as much as possible. That became my mission for sustainability. Agriculture. Never turn your back on the legacy of the agriculture that you come from. You're just a generation away from a sharecropper, baby. Give big up, shout out to the ancestors, because you might need to stay away from them seedless grapes, seedless fruit. Get the seed, indeed. If it's organic in source, I've been gardening for a long time. Some of my viewers there, we remember when I lived in North Carolina, shout out to Fayetteville State University where I used to work. I had a community garden and just shared so much food with the community and with the professors. And so to know that it only takes 30 days for us to have food on the plate, let's start planning now. I actually use a very, very small plot. So there is no excuse. You can just drop some seeds right outside the house. Get to know your herbs. Get to know the sources of the food that's natural. Contact the elderly. Check on grandma. Make sure she has her medicine. Include her in those virtual family reunions. Yes. And the babies. The babies. If your government, wherever you are, don't care nothing about your babies and wants to bring them back to school in April or whatever, I want you to love all your babies and look at homeschooling as a blessed opportunity. Protect your seed, because I'm giving it to you live and direct all the way over in the Middle East with the highest currency on this planet, where their dollar is worth $3.30 or 40 cents in America, that they have invested in protecting their children and are not going to let me go back into the classroom and open up a school until August or October, to share that information on people who value their teachers in a country, on people who value their babies and their legacies and not going to have them out in the streets, who welcome the quarantine and knowing that this is a time that we go within. We're not going without. Make sure you follow your insights, your God mind, your first thought, just to know that everything is going to be all right as we deal with the shortages. Don't let those babies eat up everything. Devise a plan. Have them in school for a certain part of the day. Allow them to exercise so it doesn't work your nerves. Work them. Have that chore list available. Allow these kids to have a ritual, because I'm on day 31 inside the house. Mental health is real, baby. And peace, peace of mind. There's so much peace of mind in every teacher right about now. You know, I teach 75 children, trying to remember their names and all their personalities. And I absolutely love what I do. You know, lots of peace going out there to the parents who have kids of different age ranges all in the house at one time. And yeah, you're only accustomed to doing this in the summertime. But now, sister, don't know what to tell you, but, you know, I'm sending out a lot of peace. And keep those videos going with your family challenges. Matter of fact, moms and dads, break out those Monopoly board games, Jenga. Teach the kids how to play spades. Take the time to enjoy the peace of mind of spending time with family members. When I got the news today, I visited an American family, brother and sister, two beautiful kids, super sensitive about, you know, couldn't hug the kid. You know, I was just all wrapped up and gobbed up protecting myself. But just that awareness that I'm moving differently around people, really happy to sit in their presence. And I'll never forget, he said, yeah, you know, my wife won't be going back to work till August. And her school said that they can fly back to America, because when we live over here, they fly us home every year. And, you know, he was like, my wife would rather be here. There's no place else in the world she'd rather be. We're blessed. So I wanted to share that to let my family back home and everyone who knows me personally, I'm all right. I'm blessed. I'm not coming home on that plane because I live in a country right now where the number of cases is about 100, a little over 100. But America has thousands of cases. I'm living in a country where the numbers are decreasing and the numbers in America are increasing. We have this sunshine all around us, the same one sun is going to shine on this whole planet. And I'm going to shine on, and I'm just going to always be here every Freedom Friday with the good news and just giving some love and welcoming you guys to share a wealth of information for people who are seeking solutions. This is freedom. This is love. This is what we're here to give to heal our people here at Caribbean Radio Soul. This is why it's called the Knowledge Station. Thank you all for the love that you've given. Thank you so much to those who've gone on to thecaribbeanradioshow.com to share some love. Thank you for the emails and for the DMs that everyone is sending in with showing love. And let's just keep this momentum growing. This is a genius idea for us to share the love. We have one life. You have to enjoy it to the fullest. You have 24 hours in a day like I do, honey. Choose the lifestyle that you want to live. I leave you with a quote from the great Maya Angelou. The last quote that she was ever stated to sing before she transitioned. She said, "In the quietude, I heard the voice of God." That meant that she was alone by herself in the room. In a quarantine, we could say. And the voice of God spoke. You don't need to rely on news, friends, but you have to rely on the source inside of you. It's never failed you. Until next week, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, with the Caribbean Radio Soul. The Knowledge Station. I look forward to seeing you guys next Freedom Friday. Holla at you, girl. Bye-bye, boo.